why go over? In other words, here we say that we don't apply the principle of Kibbeh Tachbir. In other words, so we say that perhaps at the time of the Bria, so then even though the edge of the sacking was used, but it spread beyond that edge. But when you are modeled that's the same edge, so it will not take out, it will not draw out the Bria that was spread originally beyond the edge. So you have to model the whole sacking, even though in the Tashmish, you only use part of the time. Now, I raise the question, why do we say that it's something that has a handle? So then you cannot be maglet. Why? Because at the end, the sacking is pushed into the handle. And then there might be dirt on, there might be some grease. So maybe hagol is not effective on it. Hagol is not effective on it. So the question is, but after all, you didn't use the handle. So that part where the hakol will not avail us, and that part of the sacking where the hakol will not avail us, so maybe we don't require any hakol because we only use the part which doesn't have a handle, which is not enveloped by a handle. So the answer is no. Say that now, according to the Rishonim who say that when the tashmish you only use part of the kli. So then you only have to be magil that part of the kli, say Nachanami. Then you could be magil, it's acting as a handle. We shouldn't worry about the fact, I mean, that we can clean out as the part of the sakim that is near the handle. But we are chishish for the Rishonim who say that even when you use part of the kele, so it requires a gole of the whole kele. So the part of the sakim that is pushed into the handle also requires a gole. And it's not accessible to the human hand, so in the melee, we cannot be marked.
Does that apply when the handle, of course, is also a matzeh, when you say it doesn't matter.
Even if the metal itself, the handle is not matzeh, is wood, but first of all, there is inside that handle, there is a groove in the handle, and then you push in the metal. In other words, so that is hard. And then something else, if we say and the part of the metal that is pushed into the groove of the wooden handle is hard, and that is in contact with the wooden handle, so maybe the wooden handle also becomes hard because it's in contact with a piece of metal that is hard. Alright, now.
Well, without someone
just remove it, fine, then you're
so
confident.
No, shot it if it was well enough, so you couldn't remove it anymore.
What?
So then how does something get in? If it was well enough, like a sterling handle,
yeah. It fits in. Well, it's one piece.
No, sterling silver, the blade is made out of...
Oh, you mean the knife. Yes. I thought you meant the small knife.
No,
the small knife, yeah.
The blade is made out of steel, then they have a hollow handle, and they put it on the
wooden handle.
Yeah. Sterling silver handle,
yeah,
and stainless steel blade, and they're welded together. So once they're welded together...
Oh, right, but something they get in. There is some crack.
And so what's the difference between the Allah of Floyd?
What?
Of Floyd, Allah of Yud-Gimel.
All right, we'll see the Allah of Floyd. We'll see the Allah of Floyd. There is the Allah of Floyd, so here is not within the patch. So in other words, if it was before the Tashmish.
Yeah.
You mean in the case where the before Tashmish like that?
Yeah.
All right. Enough now. All right, I didn't understand you.
So the good is what you did.
That's right, in other words. So in such a case, so besides the Tashmish, it was in that form.
Yeah.
So then it's all right. Yeah, I didn't understand what you had referenced to. All right, the Nagul Ramo. Vanade Sotakini? So in other words, if you have a case where you put in the sacking, so that you cannot kasher for Pesach. Why? Because that is made of material. And it's like the case, the chokin you put used for putting in the challah. So maybe, and then it is sewn in with stitches. So some homet or some grease might get between the stitches. So maybe there is no way, and you can't clean it out. So, and since you cannot clean it out, so maybe you cannot kasher it. The only way to kasher it would be if you open it up, and then you clean out anything that might got in between the stitches. Otherwise, no. All right. Oh, that is that's a living gomu. That's a living gomu. So he requires by Pesach, by Chometz, he also requires Dorosha and Fisha over here, he requires a living gomu, not a god. Because by something that is a terebola, so the Gemara says that even though it's Tashmishi Aldeia, let's say a shput that you used for flesh, for meat, and then you want to kasher it to be used for milk, that shput. So within the Gemara, all you have to do is just to be magal that shput, that's all. To be magal. Why? Because what was the delay? It was delay a basa, or basa is a tear. So if you want to use it for halal, so then you are only have to be magal. So we have a chumre to make a living cow, but living cow is just a chumre under the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't even require a living cow, it requires hagolet. But of course, living cow is not worse than hagolet. But living cow is just a chumre. Now, here it says Shpudim, that when Shamish in Chomet, in the course of the year, so they require the Mechava Pasim, that they require the living Gomor, so it's a raya that what? It's a raya that he holds that Chomet is a Surabola. Chomet is a Surabola. So maybe it requires a living Gomor. And there's the Parashim in Mahi.
So maybe he means because of Kulariyama.
What is that? All right, the Gemara said that. All right, one. Do we want the Rambam to say the Yesh Makirim?
Yes.
Right, that's the sheet of Rishonim, that it's a terebola. So maybe the Hagol is enough, but there is a chumre, regarding a terebola, there is a chumre not to resort to just a Hagol, but to make a living cup. We may have this law of Rishonim. Now that's what we'll soon see about Hatsura. Hatsura is something else. Right. Now, Hatsura is a certain kind of a kele, and then you put the gdere, that's like the burner, upon which you put a pot. Upon which you put a pot. So maybe sometime now, you don't put an eichel on the Hatsura. You don't put a eichel on the Hatsura. Now, one second. So what do you put on the chatzuva? Just the pot. So actually, our bedini shouldn't require any kasher. No, we will nothing. Because there is halacha shtei gderei shenegi zu bezu, that's halacha in Yedei. Shtei gderei shenegi zu bezu, so in Eisrei. In other words, if you have two gderei, let's say in one gderei, let's say you have boso, and the other gderei you have holo, and they both stand on the fire, and they touch each other, if you know that on the outside there is no lachluches. Many times you have on the gderes, you have some lachluches. Some lachluches. But if you know that you have no lachluches on the outside, so even though one gderes is in, but it's also the hollow, one gderes is also, another gderes is hollow, and they touch each other. So it's not a kosher. Why? Because kele is not mavliya with your kele. The halacha is that a nechel, a mashke, is mavliya in your kele. But a kele cannot be mavliya in a kele. So in other words, if you have a kele shalisa standing on the fire, and next to it you have a kele shalheta, in which raheta is cooked, standing, and it's in contact with a kele shalisa. So if the two kele are dry outside, even though they touch each other, so it's muda. Why is it muda? Because a kele cannot be mavliya into a kele. A neichel can be mavliya into a kele, but not a kele. Except if you have some lachluches. Now, if you have some lachluches, let's say, suppose you have a lachluches of the kele of the heter, on the outside of the kele. Here is the kele of heter. And here on the outside you have some lachluches. Some soup you have on the outside. And here you have the kele of Yisea, and they touch each other. So then that becomes nivra. So that lachluches becomes nivra in the kele. In the Kiddush of Yisrael, and then it's paid again. So it's after the Kiddush Rebbe. But if both are dry, you see, so it's so easy, Black Ruchas on one, doesn't matter which one, whether the Black Ruchas is on the Kiddush Rebbe or the Kiddush Rebbe. So then this Black Ruchas becomes Nidla and Ada Kele. With that new Kele, and this is the Black Ruchas and Kiddush Rebbe. So this Black Ruchas becomes Nidla in the Kele, in the Kele shall Isaiah. So he said, and then it still keeps on touching it. So then it's Nidla, so then the Bliye, through the Tlach Luchet, so the Bliye from the Kiddush Elisea becomes Nidla, another Kiddush. But if both are dry, so then it's Muta. Then it's Muta. Now, so we shouldn't require any Ribbon, so the Hatsuva upon which you put apart, so shouldn't require any Ribbon, but the answer is because sometimes it overflows. Sometimes it overflows, and then that which overflows, the food that overflows, is in contact with the Kele. So because of that, the Ramot says, sorry. So in other words, that's why you have to be melabim the burner. That's Tawahe. Why do you have to be melabim the burner? Because of the Tawahe of Hatzuma. Why is that? Well, so, we'll soon see, I mean, what they didn't call Bimbo. Yeah, what is it?
Still on the burner, and then
yes. All right, so let's say if it was still gone. So in other words, so if you were cleaned out, so then we shouldn't have to be loving it, even though it was nivra in the Hatzuvah. Well then, so the reason why, so that's why it's only a chumrah here by Chumash. But why is there such a chumrah? One second. So the chumrah is because we are cheshesh, that even though Kirin is a Kirin is not the Leia, but by Pesach we by Mashwatas, so maybe even by Kirin is a Kirin, a Mashu can be Nivra. This is the reason why we are not Zoya, with Gabi Bosor and Holok, after all, and this or then, so we should. We should, so the halacha should be that we should require a separate stove for flaying and a separate stove for milk. There are some who are doing that. But I mean, only a few are doing that. Why aren't we required to have? So the answer is because even if you use the same stove, so the halacha is tailored from tailored is under there. So, but what might happen many times, it overflows, but it's super flaying, overflow. So then it was nidla in the burner. So if that happens, so you really have to clean out the burners very well to take out any end, and then you can put the new packet power. So why don't we rely on that Gabi Pesach too? Because there is a choshe that since Gabi Pesach Mashu Aser, so maybe even by Kilo de Sirkele, a Mashu may be Kuzunit. It's not mentioned in the Gemara that Kilo de Sirkele. So we must be Nivra. But we are anxious, maybe we must to be Nivra. That's why you have to be reliable in the burner.
Why should cleaning ourselves? I mean, even if you clean out, you can still need love.
Why
is that? Why should cleaning it
ourselves?
I mean, shouldn't there still be a
shasha? Because
cleaning from cleaning
is not the
way. Yeah, but I mean,
we have
the
Chumra Vashu. That's why we say, but why aren't you anxious? We should say that it should be no. But still the Maril says that it's only Chlibun because of Yechshoshe. Yechshedim don't say it, it's the Maril. Because of Yechshoshe, that even though Kehle is not the Leah, but maybe Mashu can be the one. If Leah Gmura cannot take place with Kehle Mishir Kehle, but Mashu may be it.
Like
an oven, react the oven. So why are we always mocking it? Because if someone moves into a new apartment and they get a new house, so everybody has to react to the oven. It's just enough to clean them off. No, I'll tell you what I see. Because you see, if one had been Zoya, every time, let's say true, if you move into a new apartment and there's a stove that was used for trade. Now, let's say, so you clean out the burden. So that. When you clean it out, so it only takes out the band, the grease, but it doesn't take out any bleed. Now then, some soup of the heter will overflow upon the rest or upon the burners, and then And so then the case, then it will, that beer which will overflow from the burners will be laid out from the glee that is in the burner. And then, so if you have been sure that every time something overflows, you will immediately clean it out, take a detergent and clean it out, and economy, so you wouldn't have to cash the burners. But usually when it overflows, you don't do anything about it. So mainly that's why we have to be loving the burners, because until something overflows upon the burners, then everything is alive. But then when something overflows, and many times it will overflow, so it can have a lot of BN on the burner. So that BN will take out the BN from the burner, and then you put the pot upon that BN. So it will be Nivra in the pot.
What is that?
So you really have to be Zoya. Yes, you really have to be Zoya. You don't cook so much milkshake, you know, on a stove. You cook three shakes, but I mean milkshake you don't cook so much. But if you do cook, let's say, milk, after you cook fresh sheep, so you should make sure that the burners are clean. But if you clean it out, so there is no grain. And if you put it back on a clean burner that has no grease on it, so then what is it?
It's in a glee of tray.
So also because of that.
And the tray was perfectly cleaned out.
Yeah.
So then we say if some heifer was well over, and then so then it will...
Then you would have to clean it out. But if you are Zoya, suppose you have been Zoya every time, let's say, every time something overflows, so you clean out the burner immediately. So then you wouldn't have to kasher the burners when you move into a house which has Jewish use space. The only reason as to why you do have to kasher the burners is because it's very difficult to clean out the burner every time something overflows there. But in the Gato, so yes, in Gato, Pleishin, Milchik, so I told you, in the Gato, Pleishin, Milchik, you don't cook Milchik so often. So, and if you do have to cook Milchik, so in Achnami, you should first make sure that the burner upon which Pleishik was cooked, so that is cleaned out. You should take a detergent and clean it out. And also, it also overflowed.
Yeah.
So it was also Nivra.
Yeah.
So you have a glee in the burner, you have a glee of butter and color.
Yeah.
Butter and color, all right. No. So then...
At the same time while you're cooking the milking, so this overflowing of the milking will cause the plation to be pulled, a place of the plation. So then you have a plate of butter and color and it'll go into the fryer. Yeah.
And then you cook something, it won't overflow, so it will not... Take out from...
While the milk has been cooked, it overflows.
It overflows. And it remains standing there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And the pot can be cooking while after it all closed. The plate, so there will be a plate though, milk and plate at the same time.
One second. Well, so you have to be sure here that the flakes that when you see now you cook flakes. One second. You cook flakes on the burner, and then it overflew. One second, and it was cleaned off, So then. You really would have to be sorry here. I mean that when you cook milk after that, in the same flat, if you cook milk in the same flat, that you shouldn't fill it up so that it will be likely to overflow. In other words, if you don't fill up the pot, so then it's not going to overflow. It will overflow if it is full. So if you cook flaking, then it overflow, and then you cook milk in the flat later, so then you don't have to worry about it. So then you can fill it up too. Mm-hmm. Because even if it will overflow, it will be nitrat, so then, and then it will keep remain standing. So it will extract from the burner into the pot, so it will be coming down.
Why
don't
we say it?
What is that?
We got the transfer burner. If it's transfer burner, why can't we say no to
the
common gun?
So in the economic... All right, but if the stove was used for traffic, and then you want, now you're cashing it, and you have to keep on cooking one after the other, so you can't wait 24 hours, you see.
No, but
so there's a greater hardship.
The bleed of tray, before anything kosher is cooked, yeah. Before anything kosher is cooked, yeah. on the burner, it's away 24 hours, so there's no same time we've gone,
if you want to do that, all right, but it's hard, you know, to manipulate, you see, I mean, that every time something overflows, so then you're going to put
the burner. The first time, you have to put the fire the first time.
Yeah.
Before using the burners are cleaned off well. Yeah. Before using them, once you wait 24 hours, and so then the bleed of trays and the burners and those things come down, so you should be able to be used.
If we looked only to comply with the Shulchan Aruch, so we would eat chametz all day.
In that yesterday said, what if it wasn't mandatory? Let's say you cook the fresh kapot overflow. And then
because it's double halif is so it's not even after 24 hours. So it's making time with shvach. You don't know the one who cooked rice what kind of stuff he put in the pot. So he could have put in some rice that had garlic and everything. So then, and that was nibbling to the burner. And then when it overflows, so it takes out that glue that is in the burner, and it's with the Lachavich, so it will be in the Shvach. If you know that this happens in the Lachavich, in the Lachavich, you have to be careful. If you know that this is the
Lachavich.
But go to the whole, so you know what to use. But when you move into the apartment that was used by someone else, you don't know what kind of food he used.
So this matchup of glue was taken, let's say it wasn't one. Let's say
we know that
the
tray
overflowed, and now we know that milk is overflowed, and there's lozenges.
If you say
tray,
why
do
you
have to say
milk?
Inflation overflowed. Then milk is overflowed.
Yeah.
So then it's boiling into the pot.
Yeah.
So in that year, when it's boiling into the pot, then do we say it's the shishim also? I mean, the glue.
All right, so then you know what the shishim, Of course it becomes part of the shishim.
I mean, but
then you see there is something, is another shaila. You know, sometimes, you know, when it overflows, so then it might fall, let's say, on the outside, and there is a whole, it's a very complicated Indian when a tipo shall hollow falls upon the part of Boso. So there's three shikes, I mean, so it's not so simple.
All right. How do we do a week when the donor now? How are we...
Right now, one second. so the foundation of the Ramon, I don't know what's so funny. It's not funny at all. I mean, these are Yoni Chmuri. Now, so from the Russian of the Ramon, it's Mashma, that actually he holds, like the Rishayim, that Chomet is a theorem. That's how it's Mashma from the Russian of the Ramon. Because he says, Vimila Ginkiswara Rishayim. In other words, first of all, he mentions the Yishmakil. In other words, the Mechava didn't even mention the Shite, that it's a theorem. But the Ramon mentions the Yishmakil. That's the Shite of the theorem. Then he says, Vimila Ginkiswara Rishayim. So it's Mashma, as the Goyim said. And the Ramon is certainly Mashma. That it's only the Peras. It's only the Peras Chomer.
So why
what is that?
The
Peras Chomer, no.
So we turn full, we're going to do a little Gomor.
That's right.
So why don't we do a little Kalmi Peras Chomer? That's enough.
Melech Yisrael Hashem, a little Gomor.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so if this is only part of the
Chomer. Yeah, no. So we have to do a little Gomor.
So why don't we do a little Kalmi? Who
makes a little Kalmi?
I mean, I'm saying, so a little Kalmi may be enough in Peras
Chomer. I don't understand.
Okay.
A limon cow is a chumre by a terebola. So we did a digmore hagolidin of, so we have a chumre to do more than hagolid. A limon cow. Mashainkin according to the shaming according to Ramitam Shine, that chomet is a surebola, so maybe then we require a limon gomo. A limon gomo. But the Ramah is disposed to agree with the shaming that chomet is a terebola. But since the Ari shaming the Arishenim rolled the Surabola, and there is a minhag to be machmir in accordance to those Rishenim. So maybe they require a Ligun Gomor. But that is only, the minhag is only Mitat Chumre. Mitat Chumre. So maybe says, so when do we have to do it only something that really requires Ligun? Let's say, by Surabola, if it requires it would require a Ligun, it would really require a Ligun. Vashenki, there was a Dimidagola, something that is not a Shmishel Deya. So even by Yisura Gola, it doesn't require a Ligun. It requires a Gola. But we have to be Milabonet. Why do we have to be Milabonet? Because they are Zdoki. Because of certain Shoshet. Because of certain Shoshet, because they are Zdoki. So then we start the Ligun out of it. In other words, you see, what you call Ramonashek? I mean, now we have to understand this Ramah. You see, you find it in the Ramah many times. In other words, he's Machmir. But when in another case, so is Meikle. What's the Pshore? I mean, it has to be explained. So he says, Neyagin Kisroh Rishini B'chol Dolor Shedini B'lid. That is something like a Shput. So in all Yisurim, so in other words, so then it requires by Yisura Bola, it requires Ligun. It's Tashmishi Aldeheya. In other words, Chol Dovo Shedine do Ligun. Anything that is Tashmishi Aldeheya, then we are Mach. We don't rely on the Rishenim, we say it's a Tere Bola. And we require Ligabe Yishpud, we require a Ligun Dovo. Aval Dovo Shedine Bago, let's say a night. Dovo Shedine Bago, Rak Sheyesh Bizdokin, and because of this Dokin, so we say, we should have Ligun, because Hagole, because we cannot clean out this document. So we put it so to burn out anything that there is in that crack. But with Hagole, so we will not be able to clean it out. So therefore we require Ligun in order to clean out any Yisar, any Chomet that might be there. So in such a case, we can use Ligun Ka. We can use Ligun Kau. Sage the Ligun Kau today. Now, so regarding Zdokim, I understand. Because Zdokim, so the only reason is why, let's say Yisakim because Zdokim, so we have to be Malabnet, is because without Ligun, so we will not be able to remove the Chomet. And with Ligun, so it will burn out. So Melee, so the whole purpose of Ligun is to burn out, so that can be accomplished with Ligun Kalom. The purpose is not to kasher it. It's not kashering it per se. The purpose is to clean out, to remove the Yisrael, to remove the Chomet. So that can be accomplished through a Ligun Kalom also. But the Ramah says, not only Dolo Sheyesh Bizdokin, or Avo Dolo Shedine Ba'agole, Rak Sheyesh Bizdokin, that's number one. Or Shemachmir Elilav Nei, Ich sage Ihnen, du Liebhund, wollen Sie nicht machen? Wir sind Rabne, so Maschine Rabne means quite, let's say, Freinfeld. Now, that today is in the Yodea, in Sinico for Bauer, whether a frying pan has it been like Dovashi Tashmishi al the area, or a frying pan has it been like Dovashi Tashmishi al the Han. In other words, whether you can make a golden frying pan, or you must be Rabne. So that today is in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch partner, because this is the Machlokes of Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that a frying pan has a din of Tashmishei al the Hamim, because after all you have to use some shemen oil, something, certain mashke. So it's like a pot. In pot you use what? Water, here you use shemen. So it's Tashmishei al the Hamim, not Tashmishei al the Hamim. And some Rishonim say, no, a frying pan requires the libun. Why? Because many times when you fry something, so you keep on frying the thing when all the shemen is already gone. You see, many times, so the shemen is already gone and still you keep the food in the frying pan. So at that time, at that moment, when all the shemen is already used up, so then it's tashmishi al area. So maybe it's the fire limit. Now the shemen say, true that it happens, but that's not usual. I mean, usually, if all the shemen is already gone, so you take out the food. So it happens for a few minutes that you keep the food in the frying pan, which is standing on fire, with all the oil being used up already. So it's not, the reduce is not to fry a food on the pan without the mashke. So maybe it has a din of Dovosh Tashmish al Ham. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Simikuf Chof Aleph, because of the Machlokes Rishonim, so he passed by a Yisurim that we require Libun. So we require Libun. So he says, Dovo, let's say, Shemachmirim Ravnei. So something that we are machmir labnei, so then it will be sagged and living kalkodeh. Then it will be sagged and living kalkodeh. So here we are machmir labnei, because there is a machlekes rishonim. So in such a case, a living cow would certainly be enough. Now what's the time? So Moshe, if we are machmir labnei, now, one second. Now, regarding the frying pan, so this, I think that the Mechaber passes here, regarding Chomet, that we don't have to subject it to any ribbon at all, not even to a living cow. I think that... Machmir shemitagnon beit, feyer sheyitzkin beit shemel la'afeisei. In other words, so here, he's not even machmir, so then he says, that is machmir libun kah. Why does the Mechaber pass from here to Teres Bagol? Because, regarding machmir, he surely saw in there the day of the Mechaber, in the Kof of Halak, in the day, mentioned the Shite, that the Agol is enough. But there is machmir because there is another Shite. But here we have an additional shite that Chomet Kirim HaPesach is a terrible one. So maybe it is vexed. First of all, maybe the Aloha is like the Rishonim. That every din of Tashmish al Dechamim is fine then, and assuming that it has every din of Tashmish al Dehaya. So maybe Chomet is a terrible. That's why the Mechaber says, that is the Bible. But then the Mechaber says, V'yeish machmirin l'lavin ha-machmir. So we mentioned another sheet there. So then the Ramor says, U'bilibun kolbihu, shekash nifra folofim b'achru tzara. You see? So he says, even though the Mechaber mentions V'yeish machmirin l'lavin ha-machmir, the frying pan, even though the Pesach, but here, so here is, So in Libri Kolbi, we should cast Nisra from Bachut, so it's Agoy. And then the Ramoya is, V'neyagin l'ilavne l'chatchile. Mi Sagoy b'agoy mi b'gumet. So we got the Machlet, he says, V'neyagin l'ilavne l'chatchile. Mi Sagoy b'agoy mi b'gumet. So he doesn't, so he passes that we don't even have to subject it to Libri Kolbi. So in other words, so when the Ramo says Mishmachmir Lavne, he probably doesn't mean a Machre. Because by Machre, he's a holy is new sagale beagoli in the gumi. In other words, so we don't even have to subject it to Limkar. So what does he mean? Avodola Shadini Bagola Rakshish Bisdoki Mushamachmir Lavne. So he probably means now there is again a machleik between the Machaber and Ramo. Something that regularly is tashmishi shalui al dechami. But sometimes, litim skufei, litim rechekei, so it's tashmishi al dechami. Does it require a gole or it doesn't require a gole? So the Mechaber Paschum means that it doesn't require a gole. Doesn't require a gole, even though sometimes it is nishtamshi rechami. And the Ramo says, as long as sometimes, even though usually it's not nishtamshi rechami, but as long as sometimes he's mishtamish mizuchamim, so it requires a gole. Now, so according to Ramo, it will follow, and that also, the Ramo pastor says also only with their tumor. So later, according to Ramo, it will follow that if it is something that usually to only use the chamim, not aldeya. But sometimes it is used aldeya, let's say night, certain night. So usually night, big night. So even a big knife, usually it's used on Chamin, cutting meat, but sometimes it's used on cutting, let's say, the meat that is on the spoon. So according to the Ramo, according to the Mechaber, it would require only a gole. According to the Ramo, as long as sometimes it's used on the air, so then it will require limit. But that will only be with the Atzumah. So in such a case, this is what the Ramo has reference to. Oy shemachmir l'ladne. What does it mean, Shachmir Lavne? In other words, if it will be, let's say, a sake that usually is used the Chamin, not Aldeia, but sometimes it is used Aldeia, so with the Ramo Paschum that we should be Machmir and subjected to a Libun. So in such a case, a Libun cow is Dina.
How do we work
with
Libun now?
Why then?
How
would
you
be more
in a
dough,
for example?
I want to get through. Now, so from the Ramon's mashma, it's certainly mashma, that he really passed through like the sheet of a tira bola. But the tira schumre, he's reshesh for the sheet of Roshenim that is tira bola. However, the notion of the mechaber is kelim shenishtamshim b'yaldeya, so it's mashma that he doesn't mention today. Now, the Zerach of the Mechaber is whenever he has a topic, so he mentions today. Now here, let's say Gavi Machve, in your day, so he mentions today. And Gavi Machve is here with Gavi Chomet, so he also mentions Lish Machmir and Rabbi, so he mentions, here he says, Frichem Libo. So it's mashma that the Mechaber Paschus that Chomet is Isurabola. Chomet is Isurabola, it's not mashma from his lotion that he really holds that it's a terrible one, but just the Teras Chomet. First of all, it's not a derech of the Mechaber. In the Ramo, it's always true. Ramo many times, when he really holds that Mikhail Dine is smutea, but he'll still Because Chumre, he'll be Machmir, but the Mechaber always mentions how he passed. And especially here, he doesn't mention even the Shite of a Terebola. Now, the Goyim said, in regard to that Ramo, what Ramo says, let's say that if the Kele, if he was Matiach Shemen, in the Kele of Chomet, so then we're not allowed to eat the Shemen on Pesach, except by Yom Tevachet. So I mentioned, I pointed out that according to the task, we are only making with Abiyot Vahrein in connection with some killing in the Amon. But if we know that the keilah was made when it was cooked before Pesach. So it was made. So then we are not allowed to eat that food even on Vachet. Let's say, and not only if it was cooked in the keilah, if the shemen, you know, was put in the hot shemen in a keilah mutzah. And we knew that it was a keilah b'yemei. So if we know that it was a keilah b'yemei at the time that the shemen was mutah in it, so then according to the Taz, we're not allowed to eat it even beyond Vachet. However, according to Magavon, according to the Goyen, so there are no means that we're allowed to eat that shemen that was hutak before Pesach and a keilah mutzah, even if we knew that keilah was a keilah b'yemei. Why? Because Likha Levina, he says, there are more paskim, like a sheet of a tera, but only the tera skumba, so maybe that beyond the vachet, we don't have to be. But the Taz also know in such a case, we wouldn't be allowed to eat the shemen even beyond the vachet. Now, so the question arises, according to the Taz, that we are not, it's not that we paskim like a sheet of a tera, and according to, from the Chazal of Loshen Mashma, like the Taz, that we really pass in Isura Bola. So the question arises from the next Simen. The next Simen is Simen Tokmin Veis. In Simen Tokmin Veis, so the Mechada passed in that if we are Magen Kelim, let's say, after Shor Shishi, so then we have to make sure that the Kelim that we are Magil is in the beginning. Because if it's a Ben Yehimei, so then we can come involved in all kinds of shayles. The Bria Tisa will come out in the water, and then if the water does not have shishim, can I get the whole keileh? So when it is reabsorbed by the keileh itself, so the keileh will again become contaminated. So mainly he advises us that we should be magil keilim, before Shor Shishim. Let's say, Erev Pesach in the morning. So then it's a tailor. So then we don't have to worry about anything. So even if the killer is a killer, they ate it. And even though in the mayim there is no shishim to make the whole tailor. So it's all right. Why? And we cannot ask. How can we imagine a killer than they may at 3 o'clock in the morning, let's say at 8 o'clock in the morning? How can we imagine? Now the chometz will come out, the Bria's chometz will come out from the tailor in the water, and then it will, when it stops, when it's not near the chotor, so it will stop being pale, so then it will reabsorb the same Bria that it remits, so it will become water again. So this way, if it's a name the name, so then it's an stumble down. But he says that if we can be magical at a place in the morning, even kill the name. So the answer is there is no problem. Even though the kill is a kill the name, so it can be magical. Even though the water does not have shishim, can have it all tailored. Because true, that the Bria Tisa comes out into the water. And then after the Ritiche stops, so it is reabsorbed by the tailored, it doesn't become water. Why? Because it's not banade tailored. By the way, the Chomet gave the calm in the tailored. So that's one time. Then when he's muddled, let's say at 8 o'clock in the morning, so the keilah gives a time in the water. So that's the second time. And then when the water is near in the keilah, so it's a third. When it's reabsorbed, when the water, the meyagole is reabsorbed by the keilah, so it's a third time. So it's three nation time by nation down. And so it's not banat. It's not banat that there. Now one second. So the question is, so in other words, so that whole din of the Mechaber in Simen Tokmon Beis is based upon the premise that Chomet Kedem HaPesach is not Vanad HaTeire. If Chomet Kedem HaPesach is not Vanad HaYisure, so then not Vanad HaYisure is Zosea. Even if Talit is not Vanad HaTeire, so not Vanad is Muta. But by Yisure, so even the 1,000 derivatives of making Tam would be on. So how can we be magil erev Pesach in the morning, kilei misurei, ikeru b'neime? So the answer is because we hold chometz kilei Pesach is a terrible one. But the mechaber, But the Mechaber says, that it is Surabola, you require a little bit more. So the Tar says, Tar is the Shach in Yodeye. The boy says, the reason is why the Mechaber is Matir, to be Magil, a Kere, Benyeme, Erev Pesach in the morning, is because even though he passed that Kere, Shemishtamshim, the Aleyo, require a little bit more. So the answer is, two not banat with the author of Chometz would be author, because it's considered like Yisurei Golah. But there we have not two not banat, we have three not banat. You see, let's say dogim show because so yichu bikuter. So if dogim, let's say, were cooks, or let's say not cooks, I mean they were placed in place of the. Of bosom. So if dogim were cooked or placed in a keila of bosom, so then you can eat these dogim with butter, with milk. Why? Because the keila gave it time, the bosom gave it time in the keila, and then the keila gave it time in the dogim. So what's the status of the dogim? This is a derivative time of what? Of bosom. So it's not gonna be a tere, so mele, you can eat it with milk. You can eat it with milk. But that be chomet, we're not allowed. So the Mechaber says we're not allowed. In other words, if, let's say, applesauce was cooked in a tere chmutzo ben yeme, you're not allowed to eat the applesauce on Pesach. Why? Because it's not considered like a tere bala. So there you have only the, if applesauce was cooked in the Kelech Mutzo, so how many nation times you have two of them? Mashen, Kinoya, Magil, Kelech Mutzo, Erev Pesach in the morning, so you have not two nation times, but you have three nation times. In other words, the Kelech, the Chomet did the time in the Kelech, then the Kelech, when you are Magil, so you did the time in the Mayim, this is the second nation time, and then when it's reabsorbed, when the Tichah stops, so it's reabsorbed, so the Mayim again gives it again a time in the Kelech. So it's the third nation time. So since there are three nation times, so that's why it's Mutar. So this is what Tas says and Shach says. Now the question arises, what kind of explanation is there? Monashia. Is it a terebola or is it a surabola? So if it's a terebola, so you can even by truth should be Mutar. Some may here you should require a little gomor, a little cow should be enough, not even a little cow, a goat should be enough, but those are still there. But three pastors that require a little gomor, in other words, three pastors like having a time, that Chomet Yom HaPesach is a surabola. If Chomet Yom HaPesach is a surabola, so of what avail are the three, are the three nation towns? So it's mashmana. So it's mashmana that the Mechaber, assuming that the Mechaber pastors are the sheet of the surabola, but he apparently passes like the Rishon of the Zohar. Actually, there are three shittas of Hashem. The shittah of Chametz Chaim is that Chomet is Yisurei Bola. Yisurei Bola Midrash. It's not like Boso. Boso is always Mutar. So the Shem Boso is Shem Heter. Always Shem Heter. It only becomes a Chetzer of Israel when the Boso is entirely good color. But Boso by itself is always Heter. Or, as the Gemara says, Ligabi Kochi. So in other words, if let's say Shput, with which you are Tehle Kochi. So then, in order now, after Gilgalayosh, Shnei Yom Gilgalayosh, so then it becomes Neisa. So the halacha is, in order to take out that Neisa, so of Shput, a Shput of Kochi, we don't have to subject it to Illusion, it can be Magic. So the Gemara says in Zrochim, why? Zrochim. Why? Because it's a Tehle Bola. Because at the time it was Beloya, what was it? Kochim is Eta. So Meir, even though later on it became Neisea, as long as the time of the Bliya it was a Tehle Bola, so then it doesn't require Hagor, it doesn't require Nibur, it only requires Hagor. So Kochim, so the Shem of Kochim is Eta. Mashem is Yohomet. So the Shem is Eta. It's not Osera all year, but the all year it has a Shem Yisrael. It's a Shem Yisrael with Pesach. That's Rametam Shite. That Chomet is a Surah Bola. So according to Rametam, Chomet is a Surah Bola Midrash. Then the other Shaini, who say, Ramban, that Chometz is a tirabola, so it's a tirabola. The Ritva says, another way, he says, actually, Midraise, the Ritva not Mizor, it's not a Mizor. So he says, Midraise, so Chometz is like Kochi. Chometz is not a Pesach. Because two are Pesach, it's also. But right now, it's Mutter, so it's a tirabola. But since the Chachom Masas by Chometz Mashu, Some melee, even not banat
of Chometz would be also the Ritva said to the Chachom. So in other words, so it seems the Ritva Shittim is that Chometz Midraise is considered a terebola, but Midrabonon is considered Isurebola. Midrabonon is considered Isurebola. So it's only Midrabonon. So since it's only Midrabonon, so Mele the Mechaber holds that there is a distinction between two Nagbanat and three Nagbanat. Because we also, the Rabbo also makes such a distinction here today between two Nagbanat and three Nagbanat. Now, there are more pastors we have here, like the shite of the revolt. Now I mean there's a machlokes between Rabbi Tam and the revolt. The Gadi Dovim show the koro, so Buddha before Shalvoton, Buddha Barak on the case. In other words, so the Rabbi Tam shite is, the Rabbi Tam and the shite is, that even if Dovim has been cooked in Israel Shikepar, you're allowed to eat those fish, that those Dovim you're allowed to eat with milk, with what? Why? Because it's not going to have that here. However, the Rivon Shittim is, the Rivon mentioned the name of Rashi, he Shittim is only Dogim Shol before Mutalat Mutalat. It means if the Dogim, the fish was cooked in part of the part, but then you put it in a Freshik plate. So what is the Bria that it was Bria from the Freshik plate, a Bria only a Kili Kripa, only a Bria of Talent, not a Bria of Moor. Since the Bria was not a Bria of Moor, so you can eat it with kusher, you can eat it with butter. But machinking, if it was cooked, if it was cooked in the Freshik apart, so then the bleed mure, then Nagbanat is also there. And the Rambam, so the Mechaber passes like the Rambam and the Ri, that Nagbanat, the tail is muter, even if the bleed mure, even dog in Shin is bashful, be there shall boss all the mutter after the mutter. And the Rambam says like passes the Hatzilah like the Rivon, that only dog in Shin, all the dog shall boss all the mutter after the mutter. But Dogim Shen is Bashlo, because of Shalboso, so the Chatzile is also La'achlot. It's only David, but the Chatzile, he passes like the Rivon. So it's also La'achlot Mikusha. Still, we are allowed to be Magil. So we are allowed to be Magil, Kele Shem Yisea, that the Din Shono, and Kele Shem Yisea, if it's an enemy, the Chatzile we are allowed. And we don't require shishim in the mile. Why not? Because we say it's not going to be there. So the question is, so the shach will be there as a discussion. Tar the shach, how are we allowed to be magil? But at all, the psak of the Ramoy is, that Dogim Shem is Bashu, Bideo Shem Bosa, also lack on the Kusak. So if the Bria, Shem Hebra was a Bria, Mura, not just a Bria Ktano, Bria Metal. So then, Nagbanat, the tail is also there. So here, if there was a great movement, so how can we imagine a Kirishen in the evening, but that great Sisa comes out into the mind, and then when the Risiche from the mind stops, so then it's reabsorbed by the tail. So it's Nagbanat, and that's also Nagbanat. So they give the Teret, because there they have three Nagbanat. In other words, so since it's only a question of the Rabbanon, so we make a distinction between two Nagbanat and three Nagbanat. So in the same way the Mechaber will make a distinction. The Mechaber doesn't pass me like Rav Netan. According to Rav Netan, that Chometz Kinnat Pesach has a din of Isurei Bola, so then we cannot be Magil, a Kirish of Chometz, a Kirish Mutzo, Erev Pesach in the morning. If there is no Shishin, if the Kirish is the name, and there is no Shishin, there is no shishim in the mind again. Why? Because then it will become again contaminated. The Bria will come out into the mind, and then it will, when the Risicha stops, so it will be absorbed it will reabsorb the bria sita, according to Rav Tam. But the Mechaber, he doesn't pass like Rav Tam. He doesn't pass like the Rishonim that it's a tailor for our living in the Rabbos. In other words, he passes like the Ritva Sotam Mizore. That Chomet, because the Chachomim were Machmir, we got to pay it like Dabi Chomet, so they consider it with the Rabbonon as Isur Bola. So it's only with the Rabbonon it's considered Isur Bola. But Mizra, I say it's not considered Isur Bola. So maybe we got to the question as to whether we have to make that going or leave in Gomu. So we pass to Kingdom, because Mirabolo is considered the Surabola. And we got the Nadbana, so if it will be just two Nadbana, so it will still be Osa, because Mirabolo is the Surabola. Even though Gabi Boso, the Mechaba Pasmus in Yodhi, Simon Sarin Dalet, that Tokimshin is Bashlo with the Oshel Boso, Mutabolo is Usa. So they are the Surabola, if Mirabolo, Machine to come in the Kessa, is considered midrabonon isurabola, so two nabanat would be osea. Mashenkin, Bagabagoy, when there are three nabanat, so then we are making by three nabanat. So then you have, but by Nisa Gombo, so even a thousand nabanat, we got that. But here, midrabonon is a terrible, but only midrabonon is considered isurabola. So only with Gabi 2 Nadanat is what they are bought by Gabi 3 Nadanat, so it's Mutter.
The Russian one says Dogimshin is Rashi with Mutter, is that correct?
Well, the Gibbon mentions in the name of Rashi that Dogimshin is Bash with the Dirish of Bosa also Rashi. However, from the, so he mentions in the name of the Jewish Rashi the Gibbon. However, from the Rashi on whom it's Mashma, not like the Gibbon. Yes, it's Mutter. All right, go ahead, no? So the purpose of the Ribbon here is to remove the Yishari, to remove the Chomet. It's not for kashering, it's for removing the Chomet. Now, so what the author is mentioning, that Chifitash Misha Nachshera, in other words, that's the application of the principle, Chibayon Kachbeyukom. So whatever manner the Tashmish took place, that's the way we have to kasher. Now, so if the Tashmish was the Chlevishin, so then we have to kasher it for Chlevishin. If the Tashmish was to Yiru, so then we have to kasher it to Yiru. If the Tashmish was to Pusheni, so then we kasher it to Pusheni. Now, but the question is, what would be the halacha? Now we know that the Shabbos and the Yom Suri, the Chlevishin is considered not only when it's standing on fire. Even after the Pasch was removed from the fire, as long as it's hard, so it's considered Chlevishin. And that's what we say that the Shabbos also. It means that I say, if somebody, let's say, suppose water was standing on fire, and the water boiled on fire, then you took off the pot with the boiling water from the fire, and you put it on a table, on a counter you put it. And then you put, let's say, an egg in that pot. You'll be higher in Shemivash, you'll be higher in Chatos. Even though when you put the egg, when it's standing on the table, so, but in as much as it's the same kele, you didn't turn it into another kele, so it's still considered Chlevishin. So Chlevishin by definition is not only a kele that stands on the fire, but the kele that stood on the fire. As long as it's still hot, so it's considered Chlevishin. As long as it stood on fire before, even though now it's not on fire, so it's still considered Chlevishin. Now the question arises, suppose you have the kele where the Tashmish took place in the Chlevishin, but not on the fire. If the Tashmish always took place in the Chlevishin after it was taken off from the fire. It is taken off from the fire. So then there is no shaila that if you are Margaret in a kele that stands on the fire, so of course it's agora, I mean, so it's common sense. But suppose it's the other way. Suppose the tashmish took place while it was standing on the fire. See, Pat, the homet is a So you cooked first, you cooked in that pot on fire. Now you want to kasher it. And you have no way of dumping the kilo chmuto in a pot that stands on fire. You have no way of doing it. But you can dump it in a clear vision after it was taken off on the fire. Can you kasher a kilo that was mishtamish on the fire itself? Not while it was taken off from the fire. Let's say pot, an ordinary pot. So the tashmish in chometz took place while it was on fire. And you had a big kettle which boiled on the fire, but you took off that kettle from the fire. It's standing now on the floor. But it's still hot. You didn't pour it into another kettle. It's the same kettle. And the water is still hot. Can you dump in a kelech mutzo that was nishtamish in the course of the year on fire into that kettle which was already taken off from the fire? Now the Mechaber doesn't mention it. The Mechaber doesn't mention it. Now the two in Simen Kof Kof Aleph Yodeh mentions two shiri pershim. It's a machleket between the Vedic Abayis and the Mishmeret Abayis, the Raj, the Ro and the Raj, and the Vedic. 2 days in the two. In Simen Kof Kof Aleph. In other words, the question is, we know that by definition, creation means not actually a killer that is now standing on fire, but a killer that stood on fire, as long as it's hot, so it's actually a creation. Now, we have our that if something was established out of creation, so that will also have to be our declaration. So the question arises, suppose the tashmish was our declaration on fire. Can you kasher it by dumping that kele into a kettle, into a boiling hot kettle, which was already taken off on the fire? So the one day in the two, in Simen Kof Kof Aleph, you can, why? Because this is all declaration. So true, the tashmish was a prohibition that was on fire, so but when you make that go in the kettle that is considered also in the prohibition, so it is just as good as if you dump that kale in the kettle that was standing on fire. So, but then there is another shite, another shame in the two, that it's not good. If the tashmish was to a prohibition on fire, so the argument must also take place to prohibition. That's the fire. In other words, because kiderach tashmish ikar derech hasher. In other words, kibel ikar peyote. So in other words, what's the machleket hashem? So the machleket hashem seems to be as to whether, you see, we have our locher kibel ikar peyote. Kiderach tashmish ikar hasher. So maybe that is the yeshem rimusei. That the kele that was used on fire, as a position on fire, can be kasher by dumping it in a kettle that was already taken off on fire, because that's also prohibition they hold. When do we say kiderach tashmishon kachar sheiron, that is, if it is less than tenagot. If it is less than agot. The agot means prohibition. So if it is less than prohibition, so then, now we see the tashmish. If the tashmish was in a hot state that is less than prohibition, so then I see aldiyo. The tashmish was aldiyo. So then we don't require a hagolim prohibition. So you can kasher it by you. Mashen kein, if the hagolim is to prohibition, then prohibition can take out the bliye even though it doesn't measure up to the manner in which the tashmish took place. You see, if the kasher is less than agomas position, then we apply the principle of kiderach tashmish kachasher, kiderach kachvilte. But if the agomas position, then we don't have to resort to any principle of kiderach kachvilte. Then creation itself takes out all the bliye in the world. When the when the dragon is the lesser degree sensualization, then we must resort to the principle of Kiderach Tashmishi Kakakere, Kibele Kakere. Masheike Nidagole has a degree of prohibition, then there is a loche that Hagole's prohibition takes out all the beer. And we don't have to resort to the principle of Kibele Kakere. It's only when Dagole is in lesser degree than prohibition. Then we have to resort to the principle of Kiderach Tashmishi Kakakere, Kibele Kakere. But if Dagole is prohibition,